Actually, I'm going to hand the floor straight to Raghava to give you the short update that we wanted to give you today.
Good morning. We'd like to update you on the discussions at the recent TRG meetings of the US stakeholders held in April, because some of the issues discussed at that meeting are of interest to the IFRS stakeholders as well. As you're aware, we issued a project update in January 2016, informing stakeholders of our plans regarding the TRG. We indicated in that project update that we will monitor the FASB's discussions with the US stakeholders of the TRG. As such, the board advisors, Ian, Philippe, Gary and Mary, and the staff on revenue team participated as observers in the FASB's TRG meeting on 18th April 2016. There were five papers discussed at that meeting. Two of the five papers related to issues specific to US GAAP, which is interaction between the revenue standard and the other US GAAP standards. The other three papers related to issues that might be of interest to our stakeholders. The first one was accounting for an existing contract asset when a contract modification is accounted for as a termination of an existing contract and a creation of a new contract. The second issue was about how to identify a class of customer when determining whether a customer option provides a material right or not. And the third question was evaluating how control transfers over time, and part of that was consideration of milestone method as well. We are of the view that there is no need for the IASB to consider any of the three issues. In relation to the third paper, which is about evaluating how control transfers over time, we are aware that the question dealt with by the paper about the use of the term milestones reached in paragraph B15 of IFRS 15 has been asked by some IFRS stakeholders in the past. Some staff and a couple of board members previously met with some companies to talk about that question. The IASB staff think that the TRG paper provides some context about the use of the term milestones reached in IFRS 15 and provides some clarity about when and when not to use milestones as a measure of progress. We agree with the conclusions in the paper, and the board members observing the TRG meeting commented that the TRG's discussion on the topic was helpful. Hence, we think there's no further action needed from our side. We are happy to take any questions.
How does a foreign private issuer filing in the United States deal with the guidance in this April 18th paper? Can they apply it? Do they ignore it? What's the expectation of their auditors and the U.S. regulators?
It's non-authoritative discussion. Obviously, if you're looking at the whole question, you look at it. It's not compulsory to look at it.
The U.S. says it's not compulsory to follow that guidance.
You mean the SEC?
Yes, the U.S. regulator. Right.
Well, it's hard to work out exactly what they mean at the moment, I think.
Is that your view, Henry?
Well, all I just add is to what Ian said, is that this is non-authoritative guidance, and effectively the SEC is encouraging its stakeholders to follow the deliberations of the TRG in applying the new standard.
Darrell?
Sorry, can I just confirm, I may have misunderstood something at the beginning. The FASB TRG has not actually issued anything, is that correct? It's simply the guidance that's provided in the staff papers that they discussed at this
that's
point.
That's correct, Darrell.
And they haven't made a decision to issue anything at this point.
And it's the discussion at the TRG as well as the paper. Yeah. Mary?
I was just going back to Pat's comment and saying, I don't think it's a question of IFRS, foreign private issuers or not. I think it's useful for us to highlight to our stakeholders who follow our board meeting, like today, that there were three issues discussed that could be relevant. Staff did papers as they have done for past TRG meetings. I think all of the papers in themselves are useful educational material. Flag up that, if you have a line of business that involves milestones, thinking about long-term contracts, and the question is when control transfers, and you've either used or thinking about the milestone method. I personally say it's worth reading that paper, and the TRG discussions did not highlight any disagreements with the staff analysis that was provided in the paper. And so to me, that's what all of the TRG papers, not just from this April U.S. TRG discussion, but also all the joint discussions do. The TRG discussions are a good testing ground for the staff analysis, and that, you know, unless something blows up in the TRG meeting, which generally it didn't either, the board say this is important enough that we've got to add clarifying language, which we've done, and we're done with in several instances, or we said the papers themselves are useful educational material. We've never said that they are authoritative, but it's good to know that a public discussion by a range of people didn't say, gotcha, there's a logical flaw or error in your logic. So,
yeah, the reason I asked it is because it wasn't clear to me whether or not, for example, this discussion is kind of confirmation that it's, as you said, useful educational material, whether or not the board representatives, the staff representatives at that TRG meetings, lack of disagreement or even actual agreement is confirmation that it's useful educational material. In other words, what mechanism does a controller of a FPI take away from the process and say, should I consider it useful educational material or should I ignore it altogether?
Well, I think they should always consider the discussion. Whether they find it useful or not is up to them.
Well, I hear you, but I'm looking at it more from the perspective put through the eye of the regulator.
Well,
and the standard setter, not what
they think. We can address the attitudes of all the regulators in the world all the time. And we set our standards, we have our process, we've put a stronger emphasis on stability than the US. Though, by the way, I don't think the US is going to make any changes as a result of this last meeting.
Yeah. But I'm thinking even the Australian regulator or the European regulators, not so much even the US. You know, what's their view on it?
They're all breathlessly following these discussions and making copious notes and taking everything into account.
As they do with everything.
No?
Okay.
Henry?
I think it's...
Quick question. The next meeting is in July, I believe, right?
I think that's correct,
yes. And Russ was making an implored thing, get the issues in, this thing's winding down. Is there any issues in the inbox there at TRG or that you're aware of? Or?
I'm not aware of any specific issues that are kicking around, and certainly, you know, I think there's a feeling that all of the significant issues have come through so far, and you know, some of the questions that we were talking about were fairly granular as well.
Clearly in the law, diminishing returns in terms
yeah,
of...
Yeah, and there's a sense of effectively, the effective date of this standard is January 2018. In the US, companies will be allowed to early adopt from the original effective date of January 2017. So, you know, that is not far away now. And so I think everybody is focused on a stable platform and implementation.
Well, that's very good to hear. Okay, I propose we take a break till 1 o'clock.